at SFM Radio and at Stephen Grootes on Twitter.
22 after 7, good morning. It's now emerged a report into Eskom by a group of German experts for a company called VGBE shows that Eskom's management system doesn't work effectively and that there's a risk that if water purifications plant fail, and one in particular, we would be pushed into, well, stage 13 load shedding. The water one water purification plant supplies water to two power stations, the Medupi and Matimba power stations. There are others which may be in danger too. And it appears that other water purification plants at those power stations could fail. Hugo Krepp is a civil energy expert, nuclear engineer, and he works for the organization Truth and Energy. Hugo, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
This report was conducted for the National Treasury. Some of the headlines appear quite frightening. Is there anything new in the report we didn't know before?
This report confirmed exactly what many engineers and many critics of Eskom have said in the past. Eskom is not an engineering challenge. From an engineering perspective, these problems are solvable. The report speaks to the core issue, and I encourage everyone to read it, to go to page 60, where they said the main root cause for the low energy availability factor is the dysfunctional management system of Eskom. It's characterized by inefficient processes, especially procurement, a lack of authority and opaque decision-making structure. That is the root cause of load shedding. Everything else which you just described, of the plants breakdown and stuff of that nature, those are solvable problems from an engineering perspective. They can be solved depending on which plant you target, 18 months to 3 years, but then you need an empowered team and you need people to know what they're doing. But to do that, you need to solve the top as much as you want to solve the bottom. And we've never spoken to the top in the processes. And finally, this report puts it now in stone. The government can no longer ignore it, even though they suppressed this information, tried to suppress it for almost 6 months.
There's a new CEO, Dan Marikana. It just started on Friday, as it happens. I mean, this is not something that a CEO on their own can fix. The board would need to do it. And I presume if you've got sort of opaque decision-making structures where it's not clear who actually makes the decision, there are lots of people who can interfere in the process. If you try and push them out or to one side, there'll be a lot of opposition.
That is correct. And you see, the root cause analysis was instituted by Toyota when it became a success, what made Toyota a successful company. And the boss at the time, forgot his name, came with what was called the five whys. You need to ask why. And at the fifth time, you know the root cause. This report, in my view, goes to the fourth why. It doesn't go to the fifth why. The fifth why is then a opaque management system of Eskom. Let's start at the top of Eskom. You've got three ministers. What Minister Gordhan sets the board, Minister Mantashe sets the policies, and Minister of Electricity does the work of the executive, which I'm not even sure if that is entirely legal. Okay, so you already have a problem of too many cooks at the top. Then you have NECOM, which the president constituted, that is a sort of a form of executive overreach. All of those structures, and this report speaks to that as well, have to be unbundled. You need one minister. He needs to appoint a board. The board needs to appoint the executive, which is now Dan Marikana, and he's a competent man, he's a chemical engineer. And then he needs to be left alone to execute his mandate, obviously with the support of Treasury, because Eskom is bankrupt. That is what the root cause of load shedding is. Eskom is obviously not ISO 9001 compliant. I would like to know, and I'm going to file a PIAC request, who certified them? Because clearly they're not doing quality control. So there's many red flags that needs to be resolved, but it can only be resolved if you have policy certainty and political support. But also this means, and it's a much bigger issue for the ANC in particular, that they will need to give concessions as to how they fund their election campaigns. Of course, in particular, one issue that I've been speaking out against is DMRE should not be doing tenders or the IRP at all. That should be the function of Eskom system operator and the executive. You can't have somebody outside of Eskom doing tenders and then calling it independent power providers and forcing Eskom to buy these deals, whether or not it's against their business interest. And then, so you've got a mess at the top, just to summarize it. And then we are surprised that there's a mess at the bottom and that you have unions rebelling and you've got all these kind of issues. So all of those things need to now be restructured. And I give all my support to Dan Marikana, but unless Mantashe and the minister and the president, everyone at the top, is going to support him and going to admit their mistakes, he's going to be another Andre Rieder.
Hugo Krier, thank you very much indeed from the organization Truth and Energy, an energy analyst.